The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Don't you know that I can make it?
When I
Man, you should be chanting right now in your car saying, I can make it. If you at your desk at work right now, you should be saying, I can make it. Man, if you still at home getting ready to go to work, you should be saying, I can make it. If you are an entrepreneur working from home right now, man, you should be chanting saying, I can make it. Man, you hear many times they say, I can make it. And that song, that's subliminal. I can make it. If you said that, if you were singing along with that song, you still feel like you can't make it, well, let me tell you what, you are in the right place at the right time this morning, because I'm going to show you exactly, you know, why you can make it this morning. You know, so, you know, go ahead and reach out to some folk this morning. You know, reach out to that one person in your life. You may have more than one. I don't know. I hope not. But reach out to that one person or those people in your life that you know is just, you know, you didn't say some stuff about them. Like, man, it's messed up. They messed up. Everything happens to them. They got so many problems. Reach out to that person, man, and let them know to jump on the grind. Tell them to dial in right now. Dial in to the grind. And that number is very, very simply, ladies and gentlemen, 657-383-1291. Again, 657-383-1291. Tell them that somebody's on the radio this morning. I don't really know this dude. Whoever he is, he getting ready to say something that's going to bless you this morning. He getting ready to say something that is definitely going to bridge some gaps for you this morning. So, you know, guys, I want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. And you know what? I really should have did this. I should have did this show, man, a long, long time ago. I actually should have been, you know, the first show, because this is the premise of everything that I really know to be, you know, to be true. So I believe that regardless of who you are, where you are, what you do, the ability to put these three words into practice is actually the framework to success, right? It's the framework for success. If you can't put these three letters into action, then you just won't be successful. I don't know. I was trying to figure out a clever way to put that, but the reality is you can't be successful without putting these three letters and these three words into action. So IAO, of course, are the three letters, all right? And the three words, of course, you guys know, improvise, adapt, and overcome. That's what we do over here on the grind. That's how this became, you know, giving real insight needed daily. And that's how this became the realest radio show ever. The realest show ever. So we IAO over here on the grind. We're going to show you guys how you can IAO, you know, in every situation. I know that sounds like, you know, I go through some things and I'm not going to be able to overcome some things. Some things just happen. No, it's what you tell yourself, you know, that happens. But when the dust settles, what remains? I hope you guys got your coffee, because I got mine. I need a little bit. So when the dust settles, what remains? There's a lot of you that when the dust settles, you're going to be laying down. But when the dust settles, what's going to emerge? When the fire stops burning, what's really going to happen? When everything shifting around, what's left? What remains? Ask yourself that. When something's happening in your life right now, there's somebody on this call, there's something happening in their life right now. I sound like a televangelist. I mean, ooh. Anyway, something's happening in somebody's life right now. I told y'all this is the realest show ever, man. I love it. Something's happening in somebody's life right now, man, and they're going through something. You have to ask yourself, you know, when everything is over, when it's all said and done, you know, will I have learned from my mistake, or will I just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, which we know is the definition of insanity, because we expect a different result every time we do it. But I hope that's nobody on this call. You know what? I hope it is, actually. I hope that's somebody on this call that has dialed in and wants to hear, you know, a word today that's going to actually help them move forward in life, because there are a lot of things I used to think to hold to be true that I know now just aren't. I thought that everybody knew how to IAO. I really did. I thought that everybody understood, you know, that improvise and adapt and overcome is just something that we do in life. And I found out that it's not. A lot of people never even heard of the term. A lot of people never understood that, you know, improvising, adapting, and overcoming was a part of what they needed to do to be successful. Because the higher you go up the ladder to success, just like a rocket ship, the gravity is going to pull you back down, right? Somebody's always going to be there, or something is always going to be there to try to pull you back down to the ground where you were to average. Anytime you try to break the barrier of mediocre, there's always going to be something that's going to pull you down, and you have to be ready for that. And it sounds simple when I say pull down, but there's a lot of cases when it's not just trying to pull you down, it's trying to knock you down. I mean, it's flat out trying to bust you in the mouth. I mean, it's flat out trying to take everything that you hold dear and know and love. It's trying to take everything that you have away from you. Sometimes it just pulls everything from underneath you and you just keep falling. You never know when you're going to get to the bottom. You're like, am I there yet? Am I there yet? Sometimes you feel discouraged. You're like, I can't do this anymore. But when the dust settles, when you finish falling and you hit rock bottom and now it's time to start going back up, what do you have to go up? Have you learned from what happened while you're falling, or while you're being pulled back down? Are you fighting? Are you struggling to get back up? And that's what this call is about. This call is about, you know, not allowing yourself to get all the way down there, but allowing the IAO terminology to help you continually move forward. You know, there's struggle in doing, and there's struggle in not doing. And I love to think that, you know, you just got to pick your poison. You know, either one of them, no matter what, if you don't do it, it's struggle. You're going to struggle. And if you do it, then guess what? There's still going to be struggle. So now I've given you two options of struggle. Choose one. I'm going to struggle if I sit here and do nothing. But if I actually move forward, I know that I'm going to struggle. But I'd much rather be moving forward and struggling. I know some iconic people in life, you know, that have been through a lot of struggle, and they just keep moving forward. Does the problems and the issues, does it affect them? Heck yeah, affects them. Don't think for one second that it does not. But the difference in successful people and non-successful people is that they handle their struggles differently. They don't allow it to change who they are. They change every single day into the person that they need to become to get past every single day's particular set of struggles. And the way they do that is that they're adaptable. They know how to improvise. And as they improvise and they adapt, and that means they overcome. So, you know, my dad and I, you know, we used to love watching what we used to call them shoot 'em ups. You know, as a little boy, I would lay on the floor and my dad would turn the TV on and he'd sit there on the couch and we watched shoot 'em ups. You know, shoot 'em ups back then, my dad loved, you know, some John Wayne. You know, we both loved Clint Eastwood. And we would just sit there and watch. And you watch the things that you used to watch back in the day. And you're like, wow, I really used to watch that. And I really used to be intently into it, you know. And it's just one of those things, you know, it's kind of like, it's kind of like Power Rangers. My son watches Power Rangers all the time. And I remember watching, you know, back in the day, it was something like Voltron or some other stuff we used to watch, me and my brother. And we used to watch it, and it used to look so real. It used to look so real. And when my son is watching it, he's watching it so intently, and it's like it's so real to him. But as you get older, you understand, you look at it, and you're like, you know, it's kind of like Santa Claus. You can't spoil it for them, you know, because in their mind, that's like the bomb. That's real. You know, I said something the other day. I said something about fleek, and my daughter said, Dad, they don't use that term anymore. I said, well, I'm going to use it. I'm going to keep using it because I like it. So I say stuff like the bomb and fleek, and she gets embarrassed. But nonetheless, my dad and I used to sit there and watch those shoot 'em ups, those Westerns. And, you know, one of our favorite dudes was Clint Eastwood. And, you know, he used to say some pretty iconic frames, you know, sayings like, you know, go ahead and make my day, you know, or you know, there's no, if you want to guarantee, buy a toaster, you know. So in the military, and as a matter of fact, the IAO term, so all of you know, really was really first adopted by you know, the Marine Corps. Now, I'm not a Marine guy. I'm an Army guy. All right. But the Marine Corps adopted the improvise, adapt, and overcome phrase because, you know, the movie, you know, Heartbreak Ridge, you know, Clint Eastwood used to tell his soldiers, you know, improvise, adapt, and overcome, you know, which is really what they call the unofficial slogan for, you know, among the Marines. So Marines really understood, and people in life that are trying to be successful understood that regardless of who or what you are, what you do, the ability to put these three words into practice is the framework to success, no matter what it is, right? No matter what it is. So the importance of improvising, adapting, and overcoming in everything you do is there. Like my son used to have struggle. He used to struggle tying his shoe, right? And even now he can't tie his shoe super tight enough to where it never comes untied. So, you know, he learned to tie his shoes differently than I did, you know. And so I used to always want to buy him Velcro shoes. You know, Pam used to say, I need to get Jaden some shoes. And so, you know, and let's go get him some shoes. And I'd be like, you know, well, let's go find the Velcro shoes. Those are the ones because he don't have to tie those. You know, and in my mind, you know, I was improvising, adapting, and overcoming for the situation. You know, and boom, we found them some Velcro shoes, and you know, sometimes, you know, you just got to learn how to do certain things, and you have to go through it, you know. But we got those Velcro shoes, and you know, his shoe tying ability didn't get any better because we had Velcro shoes for him. So now, as you all know, you know, if we got any younger people watching, Velcro is just absolutely not in anymore. You know, you don't go in the store and find, you may find the top of the shoe maybe Velcro, but for the most part, it's laces. So, you know, my son had to learn how to tie his shoe, you know, all over again. So he really couldn't dodge that bullet. But for the moment, you know, we IAO, you know, because we needed for his shoe to stay tied throughout the day. So Velcro came along, and then Velcro went away. So now here we are. Now he still has to learn. So you still have to go through the lesson, right, and learn whatever it is, right? So improvise, adapt, and overcome is a powerful way of thinking, ladies and gentlemen, a powerful way of thinking. For those of you who are hearing this for the very, very first time, you know, your new slogan should be IAO in everything you do, because when any person is faced with an obstacle, you know, or desired objective in life, then when you're trying to get to that objective in life, then you have to learn that there are certain things that are getting your way. And you have to learn that IAO. So have you ever like been in a situation in life to where you had your whole day planned out? Much maybe today, you have your whole day planned out. You know exactly what's going to happen. You're gonna go to work and you're gonna accomplish X, Y, and Z, or you're gonna get up today and you're gonna go out with your kids and you're gonna do X, Y, and Z. You got everything kind of mapped out either on paper or in your mind, right? But it seems like the rest of the world didn't get that memo. So what they do is it's like you're constantly going to be, you know, bombarded with, you know, a whole bunch of right off the cuff type stuff or unscripted stuff in life, right? And I always talk, me and Pam always have, you know, the conversation about, you know, when you leave the house, you're gonna definitely, you know, be faced with some things that you didn't plan for. And that's just life, because nobody else knows your plans. Nobody else, unless you walk around with a sign that says, this is exactly what I want to accomplish today, don't get in my way, nobody else knows. All right. But we all know that this show is unscripted. This show is unscripted. You know, I make bullet points because I'm a bullet point dude, right? I like to make bullet points of what I want to talk about, you know, and from there, you know, everything else just comes out. And those bullet points is what I call my script. I have a hard time writing things out and reading them verbatim, because I don't believe that allows me to tap into what's on the inside and allow God to really bring out what he wants to say, you know. But there's a premise for scripting things out as well. Because you either hear from him then or you hear from him now. But everybody does things differently. That's just the way I do it. So that's why this show, you know, is unscripted. But, you know, it's important to have a script in life of some sort. You know, we need to remember that we live in an to continually manage, adjust, and overcome, really, or you call it what you want to call it, surmount, get past, whatever. But you have to be able to manage what's going on, and you have to be able to adjust. That ability, or I like to call it a skill set, to improvise your plans and adapt your ideas, you know, from anything that you're really doing, when you're facing with circumstances or anything like that, it enables you to really transcend or move past whatever challenges, you know, whatever that new situation presents you. So when you leave the house today, there are going to be some things that happen, and it's going to be all about the decisions that you make when those things happen. So every day you got to have fresh, you got to have the ability to think fresh. You got to have the ability to ebb and flow or move on the go. We can't expect yesterday's thinking to bring the success that we need today, right? So we have to be able to ebb and flow. Everything is not going to be cookie cutter every single day. There are going to be some days when you leave the house and everything goes as planned. All right. But there's going to be these little innuendos that happen even throughout those days, and it may throw them off a little bit. Some of them just aren't as profound as others. Right. So watching those shoot 'em ups with my dad all the time, you know, and really understanding some things about outlaws and the good guys and the bad guys. You know, we used to always watch the one, and this was even as I started to get older. I'll still go today, and I'll watch a good shoot 'em up with my dad, you know. And we used to love, you know, the Outlaw Josey Wales. You know, that movie, something about that movie, it's just a little raw, you know. It's Clint Eastwood. I think he's a great actor, you know. He has that hard look that was just made for shoot 'em ups. You know, he didn't always have that hard look, but he got that way because Clint's played a lot of different roles. But he always said in the movie that, you know, when things get bad, when things get really bad and it looks like you're not going to make it, this is when you got to get mean. Mad dog mean. What he said, because if you lose your head and you give up, then you need to live nor win. And that's just the way it is. You know, maybe Clint Eastwood, you know, could have said it a bit more elegantly, but he did not. That was Clint Eastwood, you know. And I always say, you know, I'd rather hurt your feelings than harm your future, because some people do need to hear it exactly the way it's being said, right? But if you're ready to, if you have the ability, if you're ready to have the ability to really get past those obstacles, you know, when you're faced with those challenges and circumstances, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you have to do a few things. A few key things, all right, because this is the first thing that happens. When you're faced with the obstacle, you're immediately going to be discouraged. That's exactly what the enemy wants. It wants to deter you just a little bit, and that's the discouragement, right? And then you're at that point to where once you get discouraged, you know, you lose your determination, right? And then if you lose your determination, you know, you lose your sense of purpose, right? So if you start uttering these words, improvise, adapt, and overcome, then you're going to figure out that your purpose all of a sudden will become way more powerful than your problem, because now you're telling yourself that I have to move past this. And remember what we said earlier, you know, either you're going to struggle sitting still, you know, or you're going to struggle moving forward. But the quicker you move forward, the quicker you get past it, right? So that's the epitome of IAO, and it's the mindset that you have to have. And people say, you know, it's hard when you are faced with a problem and it's a problem that you've never had before. It's brand new to you. Well, the first thing is when you say it's hard, say out of your mouth, whatever you think in your mind is true. And your body starts to react, and even the universe starts to react, and things start to be drawn your way. I firmly believe that, because you attract who you are and what you are and what you think, what you say. If you start talking about certain things over and over and over again, either negative or positive, eventually those things are going to come to you, because as a man thinketh, so is he, right? And my dad used to always say, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And I used to always think about that. You know, and from that saying that he used to say, he was improvising, adapting, and overcoming. Because when one obstacle was in his way, he would say, no, there's another way that we can go. You know, and I watched my dad. I would watch him. My dad was that person that, you know, he's a country boy, and he came from, you know, from Quincy, Florida, way down in the sticks. And you know, people from the country, they're always busy. They always got to be doing something, you know, with their hands. They'll get up early, even if there's nothing to do. They get up early. So my dad would, you know, he came to Lakeland, Florida, and he started to build, you know, different businesses. My dad was, you know, an old school entrepreneur. They used to call him the jack of all trades, right? So he used to actually learn how to do certain things. Self-taught, he learned how to put roofs on houses. I mean, he learned how to build houses. He learned how to fix cars by starting to fix the little engine parts. And eventually, you know, him and my uncle were taking the whole engine out and putting it back in. You know, there was really nothing that my dad didn't know how to do or he was able to learn. He had amazing aptitude. So the aptitude to learn and the ability to improvise, adapt, and overcome, you know, those two things together really is what fed our family. Because I only knew my mom. My mom worked a job for a while, and then, you know, she became, you know, a stay-at-home mom and started to, you know, she was always there for us, and we valued that, you know. So my dad was always that person that went out, and he had every little thing that he did brought in money. It could be three or four things. He may be putting a roof on a house from 8 to 12, and he may be fixing somebody's some cars, you know, from 1 to 3, you know. So there was different things that he did every day, and he learned that I have to be able to ebb and flow, and I watched him, you know, overcome certain obstacles. The shingles, you know, would, you know, didn't fit right, and I saw him, you know, well, all we have to do is trim the shingle this way and do this and put it on a different way, and now it works. We make sure that it's waterproof, yada, yada, yada. I saw him do things because I was there. I was his, you know, his helper. I would hand him different things, and, you know, and at summertime, I couldn't wait to where I could go out and work with my dad. He'd be working on cars, and I'm handing him tools, and I'm watching different situations happen with him, and he's able to ebb and flow, or IAO. He was improvising, adapting, and overcoming. You know, and so therein went the term, there's more than one way to skin a cat. But there are those of us that that only think that there's one way. And when that one way fails, we're distraught. And we immediately have that discouragement. And we immediately lose our determination. And we immediately lose our sense of purpose because we can't get past that one moment. Or we make a bad decision in that one moment that could change your life forever. One decision can change your life for the good, or it can change your life for the bad. And I think it's prudent. I think it's wise if we stop and think about the things we do before we do them. You know, it's funny. Me and Pam, we woke up one morning, as we often do, and we talk. And we, you know, Pam has this morning, she'll wake up and she wants to talk right away. Now, I'm a coffee person. You know, I need to have some coffee before I really get into an extensive conversation. So when Pam wakes up, Pam's not a coffee person. Pam wakes up on 100 every day. All right. So she doesn't have to have coffee to get going. But I do. I'm addicted to that caffeine. So I need to get it. You know, it just may be something I need to do, just a part of my habits or my ritual. But I need to get it. It does something to me, right? So Pam, we woke up one morning and Pam started talking, and I'm laying there and I'm listening. And the only thing I'm thinking is, man, I love my wife, but I haven't had my coffee yet. I haven't. And so she was talking, and so I sat up, and I sat up in the bed. I wasn't saying anything. And she said, "You hear what I said?" I said, "Yeah, I heard you, sweetheart, but I got it." I said, "This conversation is way too intense before coffee." So I had to get up and I had to go get, you know, that coffee in the morning. You know, so can you, all right, somebody text me, make sure you can hear me here. So anyway, I'm going to keep talking. I think that was something else. But anyway, you know, when I can, I'm the type of person is I definitely need to get that coffee in the morning. So that's just me. But, you know, but here's one of the things that happened to me. And I had to be able to IAO past it. And it was easier for me to do, not easy, but easier for me to do because I had already been practicing those skills, right? So when corporate America actually told me that you know, they didn't need me anymore, you know, they didn't want me back because, you know, I was too expensive, you know, I knew at that moment that they had realized that I knew my worth. So they knew that I knew my worth. And they weren't going to be able to lowball me anymore. They couldn't continually deny me the positions that I wanted, that I was due. You know, they couldn't continue to deny me the salary that my knowledge, my skill set commanded. So once they knew that I knew what I was worth, they understood that I was no longer willing to build their dream and put my dreams on hold. You know, and I had borrowed as much time as I could from corporate America at the time. You know, I didn't quite understand what was happening. But then it hit me really quickly that, you know what, this is all happening for a reason. I always say it, everything happens for a reason. Because I was no longer willing to really put my dreams on hold, you know, they realized it. And now here I am. Now I have to start working toward my dreams. So, you know what they say, when life throws you lemons, make lemonade, right? But that lemonade, right? There's one problem with that lemonade right away. And I want you guys to get this, because this is exactly what happens with you when there's a problem, okay? We always say these clever sayings, when life throws you lemons, make lemonade. Well, the problem with that lemonade is that when you make it, there's no sugar. So the lemonade, you know, is sour. And you're like, okay, I made the lemonade, but where's the sugar? There's no sweet. The lemonade doesn't taste good because the sweet spot, there's no sweetness, gone. You just lost your job. But I've just thrown it. You threw me a lemon. I got to make lemonade. So I'm squeezing and I'm tasting it. And I'm like, this lemonade is sour. I don't like it. When there's no sugar, it's what endures, is what really depicts the tough time that you have to endure through, right? The sour lemonade. Until you find a way to make it sweet, you're going to have sour lemonade. Yeah, you made lemonade, but now you got to find a way to make that lemonade sweet, because the sour lemonade is a reminder that it's going to require something of you. And that's one of the biggest things, is that it requires something of you. And it requires you to move out of your comfort zone, your broke zone. See, because some of us think that because we can pay our bills and just make it by every day, that we're not broke. But we really are. I was broke for a long time. We couldn't make ends meet. We couldn't go and do family vacations. We couldn't go and do, you know, whenever we wanted to go eat at a restaurant, we couldn't. We couldn't just up and do whatever we wanted to do when we wanted to do it. So we were broke, be it spiritually, mentally, or physically, financially. We were broke. When you can't do what you want to do in life, and you don't have the freedom to chart your own path and to be happy doing what you want to do, then you're broke. You're in your comfort zone. You've gotten comfortable just being mediocre and average. But how do you get to the sweet spot? That's the tough part, because IAO is going to require you to drink that sour lemonade at first. That's the reminder that you have to keep going. You have to get the sugar for that lemonade. You have to make it better. Because if you don't, if you stay there and do nothing, then what does that mean? That means you're just being miserable and struggling in the same place. So why not get up and move forward? Get up and go and find some sugar for your lemonade. But a lot of people, they even get intent sitting in the struggle. They'll drink that sour lemonade until they get used to it and try to make everybody else think that it has sugar in it. Oh, this is good. I'm good with this. I'm good. It tastes great to me without the sugar. And we get comfortable in the uncomfortable. We get comfortable in the uncomfortable. It's like the dog laying on the nail. You don't move until it gets, you know, uncomfortable enough for you to move. So we get comfortable with it. And we decide not to move forward. So we go from one point of struggle to another point of struggle. You know, it's a terrible thing when you see it happening. But what it does is it opens you up to everybody crapping on you. It really opens you up to everybody throwing all of their problems and the nonsense on you because you're just sitting there. Why not dump on you? But when you're moving forward, you're moving from situation to situation. You're moving through problem every day, and you're able to move forward and move into different things, and now you're able to grow more. You're able to see more. You become wiser. You become more stable. Now you become learned. You become that person that's actually doing something about the struggle, and after a while, you start to realize that, you know, I'm not struggling near as much as I used to. I'm not going through the same problems that I used to go through because I owe my way through it. I told myself, I don't care if it's mentally or if it's audibly, you have to tell yourself, IAO, improvise, adapt, and overcome. As I run yesterday on my second time around, you know, the park, you know, I'm telling myself, you know, IAO, I'm tired, but I can't stop. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. Suck it up. Suck it up. And when you tell your body what you want it to do, it's an amazing thing. There's always more in there. You just got to squeeze and get it out. And then there's these little things that will happen. This little pain will start to come in, your side. And that's your body telling you that, okay, I'm not getting enough oxygen. Breathe. Breathe. Oh, you need to stop so you can breathe. No, breathe. See, once you push past those plateaus in life, then you start to learn that the plateaus don't come anymore. You start to become the person that can just burn past anything. And if the opposition always knows that you're the person that can IAO past anything, you're just a burner, then guess what? They start moving out of your way. But why move out of your way when what they're doing is effective? So the one way in life, ladies and gentlemen, to get yourself to the next level is to always remember to IAO. Never let them see you sweat. Never let them think that they got you down. Never stay in one place too long, because the longer you stay in that place, the longer people are going to be there dumping on you. The longer you're going to sit in the struggle in the same place. And then you wake up at 50, 60, 70 years old and you're saying, where in the world did my life go? Where? What happened? Don't be that person, ladies and gentlemen. Know exactly where you're going in life. And even if you don't understand every single day, plan your day. And when you go out, understand that you have to move things out of your way, improvise, adapt, and overcome in every situation. And you'll find that life is going to get easier and easier because you're getting stronger and stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, be in it to win it. Thank you for chiming into the grind this morning. It's been an absolute honor and pleasure, you know, speaking with you this morning. Hopefully something was said. Bridge some gaps this morning. And, you know, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, let your light shine. Keep moving forward because there's absolutely nothing behind you worth seeing. Ladies and gentlemen, go out, have a winning day. And remember, you're in it to win it, improvise, adapt, and overcome.
I was born in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. When I was a little boy, I used to sing before my father preached. I wanted to love on everybody and hug on everybody and smile. But, you know, it was a time when there was still segregation and a lot of racism. You know, hearing people call me names like little nigga boy and all that. Man. When I got to college, I'll never forget, one of my professors told me that I wasn't going to be nothing in life, that I was going to end up in an alley. And it kind of ended up that way, at least for a while, because I did end up on the streets at one point in my life, doing drugs and alcohol.
My story started such a long time ago, bruised up and scarred. Sometimes it seemed impossible. Some said I wasn't able, yeah. I think they was afraid of what I could do. I never stopped believing. I'm gonna see it all the way through. Oh, now. So tell me that I didn't want ya. Like Kobe in the fourth quarter. It ain't over till it's over. No, I'm not backing down.
'Cause I'm in it to win.
Mapped out by God, so this is why I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not quitting. I'm standing up. I'm standing tall. I'm going for it. Yeah, I'm in it to win it.